Triple Service sponsors the 103.9 WLPO studio. For plumbing, heating, cooling, and electric, go to tripleserviceinc.com. Rational, competent, incredible. 103.9 WLPO.
It's 9:13. It's 103.9 WLPO news, weather, and sports. And about once a month, we talk to Sandra Brown from Senior Watchdog about something that's timely with regard to that program, Medicare. And good morning, Sandra. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Rod. Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank
good.
You.
You know, and I heard you wanted to talk about some updates on prescription drugs. I'll never forget that moment. I was sitting there in your office accompanying my mother, and you had asked her a couple of questions. I'm going to tell on her a little bit. You said, do you take any prescriptions? And my mother, who's in her 80s, she said, no. And you're like, wow, that's great. You know, you could tell you were talking to her like when you were in nursing back in the day. And you said,
right,
but
yeah.
You know what? In the future, you know, sooner or later, as people get older, they generally speaking will have a prescription. So we're all going to have to pay for a prescription drug sooner or later, it seems.
Right, exactly. And, you know, interestingly enough, it's funny because as people turn 65 and they come into my office, one of the first things they complain about is, well, why do I need a prescription drug plan? I don't take any medications. So I try to explain to them, well, number one, if you don't have a prescription drug plan and no other credible coverage, you're going to end up incurring a fine. And it's a fine that can't be abated, you know, and it doesn't sound like much when we first talk about it. Typically, it's about 36 cents per month. But let me tell you, I had a guy that I met with that didn't have a drug plan for like 18 years. You know, so $36 a month, you know, times how many months adds up. And I think the highest I've ever seen was like $70 or close to $70 per, you know, on top of the drug plan fee. And we tried to evade it. You know, we tried to appeal for him and say, hey, the guy didn't know. And, you know, the government, you know, they don't take kind to that.
Rules are rules.
Not being that you should have known this. You know, it's on TV. You should have known this stuff. So that's a big deal that I get. But how it works away with the drug plans is the government takes an account, you know, that they know a lot of people turning 65 may not be on any medications, which is fine. And, you know, really a prescription drug plan runs like $4.95 a month through us.
I mean, oh, it's relatively cheap.
Yeah, $4.95. So what I tell them, how it works is, you know, they know that not everybody comes on with drug medications, and that helps the program stay sustainable, right? You know, by you contributing where other people are spending a lot of money on drugs, your premium helps. And then eventually you're going to be on some medication. I have never met, actually once, anybody over the age of 80 that was not on any medications.
Sooner or later,
and I was for decades, and then I've been doing Medicare going on a decade. I mean, just straight Medicare, so, and financials. But, you know, it's not likely that it's going to happen, that you're not going to be on any drugs. So that's how it sustains itself, the system.
Okay.
People coming on that aren't utilizing it have to pay forward, so when they do need it.
Yeah, that's how insurance works. Sure. So now with Medicare today, you know, the last time I heard about this was the cap on insulin costs in the State of the Union address. What's the situation with Medicare? And then there's the whole negotiating price thing too. Maybe that's a separate issue. But what can we expect to have to pay for some of these prescription drugs?
Okay. Well, there is a new program that's being implemented by the Department of Health and Human Services. Okay. Health and Human Services is the driver of the program, but the CMS, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, is going to oversee it. What they're going to try and implement is they're going to try and formulate a drug list, okay, a generic drug list of medications that they are going to cap the out-of-pocket cost at $2. So it's called the High-Value Drug List Model Program. So what it's going to do, it's going to encourage drug plans, the drug plan companies, to offer a lower fixed copay cost sharing, a.k.a. meaning $2 pickup. So a lot of people, you know, there's so many costly drugs. I can, you know, like Eliquist and Xarelto are just ridiculous. Now, those aren't generic. Hopefully they'll be generic at some point where they can be on this list. But some of the generic costs, $30, $40 out of pocket, where now they'll be capped at $2. So the beneficiaries utilizing these plans, you know, that the companies that are participating in the model will have more certainty of their out-of-pocket costs for the generic drugs. So instead of not knowing, you know, being in a gap or whatever they're in right. and not knowing the cost, now they're going to know, okay, wow, so this one, now I know I won't pay more than $2. It's going to be capped at $2. So it'll be helpful with the, you know, beneficiaries to know what the costs are going to be and help afford them. I have so many people that come into my office. It's, you know, I feel so bad for them that they have medications they can't afford. Obviously, it's more the brand names at times, but so I want to address that a little bit. And I tell these, the you know, the people coming in, there are ways that you can be helped here. You know, manufacturers often help. You may not pay anything out of pocket. You know, instead of seeing a cost of $400 or $500 a month, if you contact a manufacturer and we get the right paperwork submitted, and oftentimes it works through the doctor's office, we can get that paperwork submitted. And if your income isn't, you know, too ungodly high, you know, $50,000, $60,000 or less, you're going to get that drug. They're going to help you. Some of the out-of-pocket costs might be $10 instead of $500 or $600, or it could be zero. So there's manufacturers we can go through. We can look at GoodRx. Now, GoodRx complements Medicare. It doesn't work. It's not synergistic with Medicare. So if you're on Medicare and you have a drug plan and you go to pick up and say you're I tell my clients if it's over $10, tell them to run it through GoodRx then. Tell them, forget Medicare, forget
really?
My drug
okay.
plan. Run it through GoodRx, and oh my goodness, the cost savings on certain drugs can be amazing. The only thing you got to be careful there is if you're trying to meet a deductible, you know, you don't want to necessarily, you know, go off that way. But there's little idiosyncrasies you have to know. And then the other thing, the federal government does have an extra help program for drug plans. And when people come in, whether they're seeing Clay, Vicky, myself, or whomever they're seeing in the office, we can help them with that. We can look and say, okay, wow, you've got a lot of out-of-pocket drug costs. Let's take a look at some of these programs and see how we can help. You know, and if none of that helps, we've gotten medications out of India. We order out of Canada. And, you know, we set all this up with the doctor's offices, and we show them how, and it's the same medications you're getting in the U.S. Most of the U.S. drugs originate from India.
Really?
So, oh, there's all kinds of different things that we can do to help. But that's been a real problem in our office lately, people coming in with very expensive drugs and not knowing how they can afford them.
I can see
how, address that today.
I can see how important it is then to sign up when you're signing up for Medicare and supplemental insurance for the right plan. You know, with regard to prescription drugs and maybe looking forward a little bit too, looking ahead.
Right. Right, and here's the other thing that I'm not understanding that's going on in the community. So they go to somebody that may not be a Medicare specialist like we are. So they sign them up for their Medicare supplemental, and they don't help them with their drug plan. Or they sign them up for the drug plan, and then that's it. They don't hear from the agent anymore. Those drug plans have to be run every single year. One year it could be the best drug plan for you, and the next year it could be the worst because the drugs move tiers. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before. Like they'll move a drug from one tier to another, which will change the cost or the out-of-pocket cost.
Right. It happens all the time. Or the drug plan, that specific drug plan's been discontinued. We had that happen 2 years in a row. Their premiums tripled. So it's so important. And that's why we just say, we're here for you. We're here for the community. We've got a standalone building. We've got staff in there. Just come to Senior Watchdog and get it done right and get it done every single year. Otherwise, I'm talking a lot of money. We're not talking a little bit. We had one client that came in that was with another agent that came in to get her drug plan run. And had she not come in, her out-of-pocket would have been $5,100 higher. I'm like, yeah, I am so glad you came. Do you realize what you would have been paying? And there would have been no way of changing that. You're stuck in that plan for a whole year.
Yeah, that's life-changing money for many seniors. That's important.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Call 223-9394 for an appointment to have your drug plan run and have them look at your plan, whether you're taking prescription drugs today or you're not, or you think that may be in your future too. And they can talk to you about this and make sure you're signed up for the right plan. And then it also...
Okay, one thought at the front. You got to know this. Hold on.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
We got a law here. One caveat, you cannot run drug plans until it's open enrollment unless you're coming on new to Medicare.
Oh, okay.
So I can't talk to – I don't want people calling me now that are already on Medicare because I can't talk to them until October to December. But people new to Medicare coming on, we can run drug plans. So
got
I just didn't want all those phone calls.
No, that's important. Yeah, that is important. But it is good news, I think, for seniors, isn't it, that we're having the conversation about capping some of these out-of-pocket costs. So we're capping
for sure.
The cost – to senior citizens? Because, I mean, it's got to be just the most heartbreaking moment when you hear the number, and it's a large number. It's life-changing money that's going to be needed for life-saving medication.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a very important then. So get signed up on the right plan the first time. 223-9394 for Senior Watchdog. And they're in Peru, just west of the Casey's. Got a nice office that's easy to navigate, too. And so important to get signed up that way. And I appreciate your time and the heads up on the prescription drug issue. Thank you, Sandra. I appreciate it. 923, it's 1039 WLPO. 815-223-3093 is my number. You can always forward a question to us, and we'll pass it along to Sandra when the time's right.
Ron Thorson on 1039 WLPO.